America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And we come to our Friday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help our study today and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We come to number 10 now on this word of opportunity. All right. And we're looking at talents today. Now, we've really walked all over this week, but what about using your talents while you can for the glory of God? You know, there's going to come a day, young people, when you're going to get old and you're not going to be using your talent at all. And you know, let me just say this, if God's given you a talent, don't use it for the devil. You know, some people have voices, but I want to say this to you. If you've got a good singing voice, don't ever sing the devil's song, all right? Don't sing in the devil's places. You know, just sing for God. I mean, if you've got an instrument, don't play that instrument for the devil. Don't play any music on that instrument, amen? That is ungodly. And if you've got a talent to write poems, write them and do for God what you can. You know, we all fail sometimes in our talents. We always take the attitude of, well, I can't do much for the Lord. But listen, let me say this to you. If God's given you a talent, use it. Don't give up on your talent. I heard a preacher preaching one time. I had big dreams when I was a young preacher, and I'd given up on those dreams through hardships and other things. And that fella really helped me about don't give up on your dreams. And you know, I'm living now the dream that I had for my life, a part of it. And I'm not doing everything I want to do, but I'm doing what He wants me to do. God's blessed me, and I've got a little bit of talent. God's given me this for radio. Now, there's difference between a talent and a calling, but God, I believe this, when God calls a preacher, I believe He equips him with the talent of the field He wants him to go in. You know, I'll just say this, not everybody's a radio preacher, and not everybody's not a radio preacher. I mean, there's some fellas on the radio, and they're great at it. Some fellas on the radio, they're not. Now, there's not everybody's a pastor. Do you know that? I can't do as some of these men can. But I do what I can do, and you ought to do what you can do for the glory of God. In Luke 19, he talks about this. He said in verse 16, "Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well done, good. He said, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou... authority over 10 cities. And then the next one, he said this, and the second came and saying, the second came saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. The Bible says, and he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. Notice the third man. And another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. The Bible said, thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. The Bible said, and he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury?" Now you see, this man wasted his talent.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.